So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You're joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration. And today is a Friday, which means my guest is Daria Hansen. And we are just beyond belief excited to bring to you a series of Friday, just sort of, I don't know exactly how we're going to do it, but Daria, why don't you share a little bit more about what might happen on these Fridays that we're going to do together?
Well, I'm super grateful for having the possibility of being on your show every Friday. Thank you for inviting me to this and spreading the bright, shiny light of what's possible with you here. Well, my idea, of this Fridays with Daria Hansen was that we had a week, 5 days, everybody worked. We've had our challenges, our issues come up. We've had situations come up. How do we go into the weekend and into the new week anew with a sense of empowerment, a sense of possibilities, a sense of greatness, and with the tools to create the future for our lives, businesses, relationships that we know must be possible, but the weight of the week might have put some dent in it. So how do we come to the inspiration from everything we have learned this week and take that into greater creation of the future from the present?
You know,
so that's my idea.
I am so excited about that. And I just want to ask you right now about creating the future. And I know you're also a parent. And I get really kind of like so much is required to create the present. And so sometimes when that concept of creating the future comes up, it gives me a little bit of contracted energy. What can you recommend for looking into like creating a brighter future without that kind of like, you know?
Well, I know exactly what you mean, because we have been trained over years of our entire lives that our future is based on our past. What we have done with what we have chosen, all our choices in the past and in the moment create our future. It does to the extent only if we acknowledge that our choice creates awareness from which you create the future, which means you make new choices every now and then based on what you have learned from your experiences and what you have become aware of from everything you've been done, chosen, been seen, or experienced. And not to conclude what your future is. And that's the very delicate piece.
Wow.
From what I see, a lot of us look at our future from a perspective of what do I desire my life to be? And then we go in the computation and the cognition of things that we have seen or been or done or perceived and experienced, not from the possibility of the energy of what we are aware of. In terms of what do you mean by energy? Well, you're aware of the freedom with choices. You're aware of the happiness things bring to you. You're aware of the joy that things create in your life. You're aware of the lightness and essence of essence of possibility.
Right.
Rather than when you said the contraction, when you think of the future, you kind of get contracted. You're like, no, I'd like to create now. And hey, I've been there, done that, and it's been changing now because I have been the queen of creating for now. But over suddenly, I'm looking at the piece, and what if I could create for now and for my future? What do I create now that actually also contributes to my future? How do I predict the unpredictable future? And it's not even predict. How do I become aware of what is possible and what choices do I need to make and play with that would allow for that to be created? So whether it's investing into something or buying a new URL for your business or creating a new department or creating a new system in your business that will allow for the growth of your company into bigger, or whether it's buying a toaster that's going to make your life easier in the morning than the one that currently is. It's all like, it's all the choices that you're looking from a perspective. Does it make my life easier and greater now? And how does it also translate into my future?
You know, Daria, I know you pretty well because we've worked together some, and I've published you as an international number one bestselling author. But I have a question for you. Why don't you just share a little bit kind of how you came to this space and what drew you into consciousness? And just tell us a little bit about you, because this is really like a new beginning. Our show is so excited to have you every Friday. And why don't you just give us a little bit of the scoop of Daria and your journey?
Well, I came from Russia when I was 19, and I thought I would spend my entire life probably been working in retail because I didn't have skills that, in my point of view, were good enough to be any greater or better than retail. But then I happened to progress into management and some legal work, and then I started playing with other tools, and then I was suddenly helping managing a world record company and managing their financials, and I'm working with expanding and creating systems for one of the company's departments, and now I'm involved into more of those departments that we have, and it kind of spreads and sprawls based on my choices today and acknowledgement of my capacities and being willing to be wrong and not having to be right and being willing to receive contribution and the criticism and suggestions and advice and being willing to contribute same and just keep looking into what do I desire to have my life as, and what do I desire to have the company I work for as? And the biggest question is for me right now is what do I desire my company to look as? What do I desire to create and contribute to the world? One of the things is to empower people and give them the tools to create the joy, the happiness, the money they desire, the relationship they're looking for, that they might even not know that they're looking for, the communion with the body and ease with the body that I only got to have in the last 3 years after endless search for it. Nice. And it still keep being expanded. But it's that piece where it's like, that's one thing. But you can, like, this is the piece where you can contract your future just around that. Because it's a huge piece. If I really desired, I could be a multimillionaire just empowering people. But is this all that I'd like to do? And is it about money? Or is it something else that I'm looking in, to create in the world? Oh, that. I actually desire to create with the world, not impose my point of view on the world. So what else would I like to create? Oh, there are other projects that are talking to me, books, creations, what like companies that I'd like to create. When is it time to institute you? How would you contribute to my future, darling? Like looking at all those pieces that could contribute to the future, but not making any of them significant and non-significant. Mm. Acknowledging for what they are. It's like you and your podcast. It has been exploring itself and evolving and changing. And then suddenly today, does it look anything like the way you thought it was going to look when you started it?
I have to tell the backstory, Daria, because Daria and I looked today, and this is before the Friday because I pre-recorded, and we looked, and it seems as though in the last 24 hours, the Erica Glessing Show has hit 100,000 plus listens. Yay! Woohoo! And so, Daria was on the, we were just about to get ready to record and we did a screen share and I let her share that moment with me, which was just a thrilling moment for the show. And, you know, I know that for some of you hearing this, you know, we talk to our businesses and we get information from Source and we get information to expand. And I know for some of you, it's a bit of a stretch, but hang out with us, come back every Friday for a while, you know, at least the next few months. Daria and I are going to blow up the airwaves every Friday. today, so come back. And then, Daria, why don't you just share with them how they can reach you, how they can find out more, you know, that kind of thing.
If you ever like to play with me more and chat with me more and get some more tools from me, happy to see you at www.dariahansen.com.
Woo! Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.